One of the Bnei Chabura related to me that he was, after his child was born, he was in Shaarei Tzedek in the hospital, and he met somebody right outside the bathroom, and the person was saying Asher Yotzar, and they motioned to them as he's saying Asher Yotzar, like, don't go anywhere, I want you to say Amen afterwards. And word by word, he's saying every word of Asher Yotzar, and he says Amen afterwards. He says, what's the story? So he said, I'll tell you the truth. I just had a child, and there's some issue. We don't know what the issue is, and the doctors don't know what the issue is. So I was makabel on myself to say Asher Yotzar with Kavana. So I appreciate that you said, waited around and you said Amen. And he told me that he was there for 2.5 days, and he met him a few times outside, and each time he waited till he finished patiently, and he said Amen. Came the last day, he was about to leave, and sure enough, he meets him one more last time, just before he leaves. He just came out of the bathroom, and he sees him, Asher Yotzar, he said, what happened? So he said, Baruch Hashem, doctor said everything's okay. But to this person, he was a little bit taken aback. So he came to Yeshiva Smira Kadoisho, to Moreno Meshgeach, Rabbi Yomin Finkel Shlita. And he said, what is this? This is a joke? Like we're fooling the Rebbeinu Shlalom? What is this business? So the Mashgiach said, no. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu from time to time sends chizukim. And a person's mischazik, and even if he goes back afterwards to the matzav that he was beforehand, the very fact that he had a chizuk, it realigns him, and in a chanami, it keeps him going. Keeps him on the straight path. I think the makor for such a thing is the Ramchal. The Ramchal on Derech Hashem says this yisoid with regard to why we eat matzah on Pesach. And he says that be'etzem a person has a netiyah, the way the Rebbeinu Shlalom created a person, is that he has a netiyah to chumrius, to materialism, to gishmaka things. He says, however, and that's the way that it's supposed to be. He says, and our food is like that. Our food, we eat leavened bread, we eat regular bread that tastes good during the entire year because that's the normal matziv of the entire year. He says, however, for 1 week, a year, we should, he says, to be memayit the koyach of the Yetzer Hara and to be mechazik the koyach of the Yetzer Tov. He says, we stay away from leavened bread and we only eat matzah because that matzah is less geshmak and it's not as tasty and it takes us, it's more matim for the Yetzer Tov than the Yetzer Hara. And he says, even though we're afterwards you're going to go back, doesn't make a difference. Because for 1 week, if you do it 1 week, his lashon is, if 1 week a year you're mischazik, then it keeps you realigned, it realigns you and it keeps you on the right path. If that's the case for one mitzvah, that it realigns you and keeps you in check with your yetzer tov and yetzer ra, alach has kama v'kama, if you come and you learn Torah, you leave America, you come to Eretz Yisrael for an entire week, and you involve yourself, Yom Valayla, first Seder, second Seder, to learn Alachas Kama Vakama, how can we align a person for the entire year. And I'll tell you the truth, I had a friend who just came here, he was here Thursday this past year, Erev Rosh Chodesh, and he told me that he came with his family, and he says his father specifically wanted to come to Yeshiva Smir for Erev Yom Kippur Katan, for Erev Rosh Chodesh. And they came and they davened in the main base medrash. And it's tremendous. Almost 1,000 people davening together in Kippur Katan. It really is inspiring. He tells me, but still, it's not like the Yarchei Kala. He says, the Yarchei Kala, you really recharge your batteries. So Ashreichem, that you're here for a week, you're recharging your batteries, realigning yourself. There's nothing greater than that. Lomer learning. We're Mirza Shem, we're going to be learning the halachas, try to get a little taste of the halachas of firing workers, terminating a worker that, for whatever reason, and we'll try to start from the sugyas like we usually do, go to the Rishonim, see how the Shulchan Aruch passes, and then the practical applications of Halacha L'Maisa. I'm hoping that the Olim did see the questions here. I hope to refer to the questions and try to answer the questions that we gave out beforehand as we go along. Two Hakdamas just before we start. Before we get to the Gemara. The first Akdam is, when we're discussing firing a worker, we're not discussing a non-Jewish worker. We're only discussing Jewish workers. The second Akdama is that we're referring to the employer stopping the employee from working. If the employee wants to stop and wants to back out, he wants to terminate, then that's a whole different set of halachos. And generally, the rule is ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim avodaihem v'lo avodim le'avodim, that in a chanami a poyel yochol lachzor afilu b'chatzi ayim. That means generally a poyel is allowed to, somebody who's a worker is allowed to leave in the middle of, even if it was hard, in the middle of contract, is allowed to leave. It actually, it does that. You can't just leave and let his house burn down as it's meant. It doesn't, if you're going to cause a direct loss, there's other certainly clauses. But that's the general rule. Here we're talking with regard to the employer. When can the employer dismiss, retire, fire his worker? So we'll start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says on Pei Gimel, it's here on Amud Tes, beginning of Asoichas Apoyelim. The Mishnah says, Asoichas Apoyelim, v'omar lehem lahashkim ulahariv, mokam shenogu shalei lahashkim shalei lahariv, ein rishay lakoifon, mokam shenogu lozun, yozun, lesapik mimasibu, yisapik, akol kimena gamedino. Says the Mishnah, the basic bottom line rule is that when you hire a worker, you're hiring him in accordance with the minhag ha-medino. And whatever the norm is, that's what you're hiring him for. Now, what does that mean? So it says, if you told him that he should get up early and stay late, he should come early and stay late. So if that's the minhag, that's what he's got to do. Now, did you stipulate that at the time or not? So Tesis points out here, Aser Chas HaPoyelim, Pirish, Pishesachron Stoma, says, when it says in the Mishnah that you tell them that they should come early and leave late, that's after you hired them and you didn't stipulate that they should come early and leave late. Now you tell them, oh, now that you're hired, you've got to come early and leave late. So that goes according to the minhag of Medina. If the minhag is that you come early and leave late, then that's what you got to do. That's not the minhag. That's not the minhag. But if you stipulated beforehand, then everything works according to the Tanai. In English, that's what we call the Chozeh, the contract. That's the contract. Your contract is the stipulations, is the Tanoim that you make beforehand. So therefore, before we start, there's two basic rules that we always have to take into account in addition to the halachas that we have to know. But the basic halachas are, first of all, we're taking into account minhag ha-medina, and we're also taking into account any Tanai. Anything that it says in the contract is absolutely binding. That means even if the contract is written in a language that you don't understand, and you say it's Greek to me, because it really is, it doesn't make any difference. The halacha is, the Rashba says, and it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch and Simin Memhei, that if you sign the contract, it is binding, even if Edom come and say that the guy has no idea what it says in the contract. If you signed, you're relying on the person that wrote the contract, that he put in everything that you're supposed to put in, and he's not going to be mechayev you in anything you're not mechayev in. So certainly you have to know, in addition, you have to know what does it say in the contract, you have to know what the minhag and medina is. Now, there are differences in the minhagim in Eretz Yisrael and America. Big differences. Big differences, and Mirz Hashem will speak about them, and then it gets into a question. What do you do with many companies that we have that they hire workers from Eretz Yisrael? So the employer is in America, and the employee is in Eretz Yisrael. What's the minhag medina? Depends for who. That we'll deal with, Mirz Hashem, as we go along. So start with the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's on page Yud, Runyo. The Gemara tells a story, Bav Metzia, Daf Kuftes. Runyo Shasla de Ravino Ave. Runyo was the gardener, he planted the vineyards for Ravino. Afsid. He planted the trees in a way that they did not grow properly. Salke. So he fired him. Asla kameh de Rava, Amalei chazim vayar maiko avidli. He comes to Rava and he says, did you see what Ravino did to me? He just fired me. Amalei Shap Ravid. He said he did a good job. In Echanami, you deserve to be fired. Amalei Hokleke Hisrabi. He said, yeah, but he didn't warn me. You gotta be warned before you get fired. He just handed me the pink slip just like that. Amalei Leitzri Chalasres. He says, no. Says Rava Yitaka doesn't have to warn you. Why? Rava Litamei. Rava goes to Shitosag. No, my Rava Mikridardiki, Shaslo, Tabcho, Vumno, Vesaper Maso. Rava said about five different professions. Somebody that teaches in Melamed, somebody that's Shastla, somebody that's a gardener who plants trees. Tabcha, a sheikhet, umna, a doctor, or make his dam, v'saper masa. Saper masa is a question exactly what it means. Ben Rishayim learns that it means the city barber. Some people say the Shulchan Aruch learns that it means the surfer of the masa. Kumusin v'ayim dami. Kulun, kumusin v'ayim dami. They're all as if they're forewarned. It's, even if no one warned them that if they mess up, they're in trouble, it's as if they've been warned. Follow them also. What's the rule of thumb? Kol pseida delehodar kemusrin vaimdim dami. Any loss that cannot be recompensated, that cannot be reimbursed, you cannot fill in the loss, then the halacha is, it's kemusrin vaimdim, it's as if you've been warned beforehand. What is the loss here that can't be filled? So it doesn't mean dafka, a monetary loss. Certainly it means that as well. A shasla, when a guy planted the trees in a way that they're not going to grow properly, so then the trees are not going to bear as much fruit as it should. So there's a loss of money over there. However, there's other losses as well. As Taisus points out over here, the Taisus on the top of the Amid, he's talking about a mikri dardiki. So he says, "Tefisha ba'isa shah shelim doy shibushim nisbat le limit shalemis." If the guy says wrong pshat and Taisus, so then at that time, the 5 minutes that he was busy explaining wrong pshat and Taisus, he could have been explaining right pshat and Taisus. So that's bitul terem. So it's pashat pseid lehadar. There's no way to get back that those five minutes. That's considered a pseid lehadar. Another case of pseid lehadar is mentioned here in the Ran, which is on the next page, that he brings down that, it's on page Yud Gimel here, also busha, embarrassment, atabcha. You hire somebody to shecht an animal for you, and he messes up the shechita. So now you had a big party planned with 40, 50 guests that are supposed to be coming, and they were all supposed to get geshmaka steaks, and there ain't going to be no steaks. So that's pretty embarrassing. Everybody comes, there's no meat. So he says, that's inami yishlema beskar, afal gav de meshalem seded lehodirum. He says, even if the guy pays for the cow, so the guy's not losing anything monetarily, then he the mishalim demei behema demei boish toiv demei boishes archov loy mishalim. He says you're not paying for the guy's embarrassment. There's no way to fill the guy's embarrassment, and therefore that's considered a pseidet lehoder. That's something a hefsid which cannot be reimbursed, cannot be recompensated. You can't pay him back for that. That's also considered a pseidet lehoder. I think that's also the case of saper masa. If we're talking about a barber, what's the messing up of a barber? What do they say? The difference between a good barber and a bad barber is 2 weeks. Right? So that's the guy messed up the barber. The guy messed up the haircut. That's also embarrassment. The Shulchan Aruch learns differently that it's sefer maso. Somebody messes up a sefer Torah. It could be that you have to put into geniza if it's too many teruyos ukedeme. Now, how many times does he mess up to be able to fire him? One time and that's it? One time you're out? Or is it like three strikes and you're out? How does it work? So the end of this run on this page Yud Gimel, he actually, because of who, is according to Ravid. At the beginning it said Hiksha Ravid. Because of who, we're about 6 or 7 lines up from the bottom. Because of who Zal, then he'd lay tzrichi asro, says the Ravid. Even though they don't need asro, it's as if they're forewarned, chazaka bi'inon. It doesn't, not just because one time the guy messed up, we're not going to say that's it, he's out. One time you're out. Va'achu muhzokin tlasa zimno, oishi yasr bahu, lay misokin alum. He says, if they didn't mess up 3 times, then you can't fire them. It has to be that they messed up 3 times. It could be that the 3 times were 3 haircuts in a row in the span of 10 minutes. But after that, the guy's gone. But for 1 haircut that the guy messes up, then we're not going to fire him. Unless you gave him asra. If you gave him asra, then even 1 time. So what does it mean that they're as if they're forewarned? So he adds on, that's talking about Hasim Seda the Hoderhu. There it's talking about a case of a goats that were slated for Shechita, and they were busy eating other people's produce until they got shechted. So we warned the guy 1 time, and we warned the guy 2 times, and then we warned the guy 3 times, and that's it. Then we just shecht him. So the halacha that you don't need to be master them, it means you don't need to be master them 3 times. But you either have to be master them 1 time, or 3 times even without Asra, and then you can fire the guy. That's what the Ravid says. It's not mafurish in the Gemara, and we'll see la'alacha. It's not so simple. But the Rama passes this way. If you turn the page onto your Dalet, so this says Pasman in Shulchan Aruch. Ches hanotei lones libnei ha-medina. So he says the Mechaber understands that we're talking about somebody that's in the public sector. He's planting for the public. Shehifsid, and the Rama says v'yesh ermim dehu adin liyachid. So those that say it's also for yachid, which is the pashtus that they're medayik from the Gemara. The Gemara says that it was Runya, was the gardener of Ravina, was a single person. And that's how the Ramah paskins. That's the umno, shechoval. He understands Sapar Mas as the Sefer. It's a hefsid lehodar, shefsidu, misalkanisum beloyasro. He says, since the tzibur hired them, so therefore they're like Muslim va'imdin. Now that's the Mechaber Lashitasa understands that's a tzibur, but the Rama learns that it's even a yachid. Even a yachid who hires them, they're like Muslim va'imdin. Ends off the Rama, v'yeshemrim da'af al-pi she'in tzrichan asrol, mikamokam b'inin chazoka, dachim uzokan, and she'yisur behen, le'masakim lo. He goes like the Ravid, he brings down a yeshemrim like the Ravid, takanat like the Mechaber, and you need three times. You need that the guy should mess up three times, and you need, that's even without Asra, or one time with Asra. So now let's just mention the case. We had the Chavetz Chaim Heritage Foundation video that told the story of a guy that he put in a bid for his company, and by accident he left out a zero. No, what's a zero? $9 million, that was a zero. He wrote $1 million instead of $10 million. So could his employer fire him or not? That's a pretty bad mistake. That's a psedele hodar. He doesn't have $9 million. That's theoretically, you could pay it back. But if he doesn't have the $9 million to pay it back, that's a psedele hodar. You have no way to reimburse him for the loss. So that's a psedele hodar. The question is, it only happened one time. It only happened one time. And if it only happened one time, so then maybe you need three times. According to the Mechaber, maybe it's okay. But according to the Ramallah, you need three times. The truth is that there's a tshuva from Moshe here. And Ramesha says that not only that, he says something interesting. He says, why could you fire him after three times? So he says, because you're scared that he's going to mess up again. However, if you're not scared that he's going to mess up again, I'm not sure where it is here. It's on page Memvav. It's the highlighted on Memvav. He says like this, in a poshut, Ramesha names on that it's poshut. It's talking about for the future. If the guy did this already three times, he messed up, so he's going to mess up in the future. So you let fire him. He says, this din is not an oinish, not a punishment. You messed up three times, we're going to punish you. No, the vart is that we're not mechayiv you to lose money. So therefore, if you know that the guy already messed up three times, he was warned that he messed up, so then that's it. You don't want him to mess up in the future. But let's say I know the guy is not going to mess up, like the employer told him. I just invested $10 million into my employee. Right? I know you're never going to mess up again. You're going to read it once, twice, three times, four times, five times before you put in another bid. You're going to read everything and double read it three times. You're going to read everything. So in such a case, Yesh Lion, whether or not he could fire him. Could he even fire him in such a case? It would seem that it would be not so simple that he should be able to fire him in such a case. Now, with this is parenthetically, any time that somebody, a poil, messes up, the halacha is yizchayev. You really have to pay. Now, there's also another halacha, it's actually at the Gemara that tells the story. It's right before the Asarchas HaPoilim. It's the last Gemara over there. It tells the story about Rabbi Rechona that hired two workers to move a barrel from a barrel of wine from place A to place B. And the Gemara says that they tried moving it, and in the middle it fell and it broke. Because Rabbi Rechona took their shirts. He says we needed money to pay back, so he took their shirts off their backs. So they came to Rav, and he said, Rav, what's going on over here? They took the shirts. So he told Rabbi Rechona, give them back their shirts. So he says, that's halacha? So he says, yeah. The halacha is, it says, Laman telech b'derech tovim. Yeah, okay. Because they came to Rav, and they said, you know, we're aniyim, and we don't have any food, and we worked the whole day, and we're starving. So he tells Rabbi Rechona, go pay them for their work. He says, that's the halacha? So he says, yeah. It says, Orcha Sadikim Tishmor. So it sounds like it's Lifnim Mishur Sadin. It's maybe not in a Chanami Maker Adin. This Gemara is brought down by the Sma, Lalocha and Simin Shin Dalid, that there is an Indian to be Moichol, the worker. If it was a Pshia Mamish, Pshia Mamish. Yesh Lodin in our case was Mamish considered a Pshia. But if it's a Pshia Mamish, then you're not Mechoyev to forgive him. You're never Mechoyev, but there's an Indian to. There's always an Indian to. Even though he's Mechoyev, there's an Indian to be Moichol. So in our case, Yesh La'ayin, whether or not you could fire him. Now we're going to get into our contracts nowadays. It depends what's written in the contract, and we will discuss that shortly. What's practically written in contracts nowadays? It could be that, yeah, it says in the contract that if you mess up like this, then we can fire you. We're going to get to that in a minute. But that would be that case. Now, the mashmois is that this case of the Gemara of Ronia, these five people that are forewarned, is talking about that they have a term, they have a contract, you hire them for a term, for a year, for whatever it is, and they messed up in the middle. So if you mess up in the middle, you can fire them in the middle, because they're forewarned. What would be the halacha if you hire them stam, which many, many contracts nowadays are just stam. All it says in it, we're hiring you to do this and this thing. It doesn't say for how long. We're hiring you to do this and this thing. Now the question is, how? What's the story with that? Let's say you want to dismiss him after 4 years. For example, you have a landscaper, and your nephew just became a landscaper, and he just opened a company, and you just won. You said, I never had a nephew that was in the business. Up until now, I was using Chaim Yankel. Now my nephew Shimon David's in the business. Let's go hire Shimon David. So I want to dismiss my landscaper. Can I do that? It could be the worker that cleans the building, the sponge in the building. It could be he's been working for 2 years, and now your son wants to do it. Whatever the reason is, you have a Rebbe. Okay, we'll get to Rebbe Amon. Can you, if it was hired stam, it doesn't have an amount of time, can you fire him or not? So now, whether you hire him stam, let's just lay down the rules. Whether you hire him stam or you hire him according to a term, a certain amount of time, if he's stealing from the company, or you're even choishish that he's stealing, that's halach, which is mentioned here. It's in Shin Lama Dalad, it's brought down. It's later on. And it says that if you're choishish that he's stealing from you, then in Hanami you're allowed to fire him. That includes choishish from stealing, means that he's causing other workers not to work properly, he's not working properly, all these things, he's not doing what he should be doing, so then he's not fulfilling his contract, so therefore he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. There you would be allowed him to go even in the middle. The question is, we're not talking about such a case. The question is that he's the gardener and you want to tell him, listen here, I have a landscaper, my nephew wants to start, I want to let him go. Can you let him go or not? So there's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, the Rama, in Choshen Mishpat, Simin Samach, it's on page Chof Ches here, has interesting halacha. He says, what happens if a guy, out of the goodwill of his heart, he tells his friend, he says, I know that you need some money, I'm willing to support you, I'm going to give you food. And he doesn't say for how long. How long is he mechoyu for? Machlokes Rishenim. On Chof Ches it says, Yei Shemrim, that's a shittas harashba. The makabel alav lozen chaver is stam kol yemei chayef or kol zman shutzarich mashma. If you say that you're gonna give him food, so that's as long as he needs. But if as long as he needs is his whole life, then 100 years. You gotta give him food for 100 years. You're mechayef, chayef yourself to him. You don't have the money, you don't have the money. But be'etzem you're mechayef for the entire 100 years. V'yeshayimim that's a shittas arosh. The imkibel alav lozen is stam or yiten lekuv zehuvim l'shana nifter b'shana achat min yidroi. It says if you want, you could give him forever. But if you want, give him 100 zuzim, you give him a zehuvim for a year, and after the year, that's it. You don't have to give him any more. You weren't mechuyev, you weren't mechayev yourself for your entire life. You give him for 1 year, and that's it. Does this apply also with regard to somebody that you hired, stam? That you could just say that after a year, let him go? Or no, it's forever. Or do we have the same machlekes? Big machlekes achreinim. Ramosha and Tshuva, he says that here there's no machlekes. Here it's pashut that there's no machlokes. Even the Rush that says that you're allowed to let him go, you stop after a year, he's going to agree that you're not allowed to stop over here. You're not allowed to stop the work. He says, why? The reason is because when you were mechayev yourself, you volunteered out of the goodness of your heart to give your friend money to pay for his food. So nothing was mechayev you be'etzem. You had no specific reason that you had to do it. So therefore we say, some people say that in economy it's forever, and other people say that it's for as long as it's for 1 year, because maybe the goodness of your heart maybe only lasted a year. Who knows? However, in a case where you have a need for a worker, you need somebody to do the landscaping on your property. So the fact that after 4 years, you decided that you want to use somebody else, you still need the worker. It's just that you want to switch workers. In that case, in Echanami, there's no reason to say that when I hired you, that it was only for a specific amount of time. Lechur was for as long as I needed a worker. I hired you because I needed a worker. I still need a worker. It's not the case of the food. The food, there wasn't a specific reason. There was no impetus for me to give it. It was a nice thing for me to do. But here, the impetus for me to hire you is still kaim. It still exists. And therefore, lechur ha-mechuyiv to continue, says Ramesha. A big chiddush of Ramesha. And he says, you have to continue. Not only that, he's medayik from the Gemara that we just saw before. It says, Rav Moshe, it's medayik in the Gemara. The case of Runya. Why did they have to come on? Why do we have to say that Rava, the reason why it's mutter to fire them is because they're kumus and ba'imdin? Just say, since they're hired stam, you're allowed to let them go. You're allowed to let them go. Why do you have to give reasons why? Elamai says, Rav Moshe, if you hire somebody stam, then you're not allowed to let them go. And the only way you're allowed to let them go is if they're kibbutzim v'ayin dami. And memeila and echanami, you're not allowed to let them go. Says the Chazon Ish. That's not l'chora, that's not the pashas. Says the Chazon Ish. It's here on page Lamed Zayin. At the top, he mentions it. It's in the highlighted at the top. It's in the middle, Venira. In the middle of it, it says, Venira de stama ein das balabayis lakach. Says the Chazon Ish, the stama is that ein das balabayis lakach, she kosher lepoil ze kol ayomim. Poor guy, he hired somebody to do sponge on his building. That's it. For the next 80 years, he has to use this guy to do sponge on his building. No, papash says, ela kol yom vayom uskiris bifnei atzmai. If you hired him per day, so then every day you let it decide. If you hired him per month, so after the month you let it decide. You hired him for, in other words, something which is necessary for a certain amount of times. You know, I need you to do it 4 times a month. I need you to clean the building 4 times a month. Landscaping 2 times a month. So after the month, you could decide. And at the end, he says, on the bottom, he says, in the middle, he says, obviously, this is when there's no minig. If there's a minig, then you have to go according to the minig. On the bottom, he says, he's misyachas to Ramosh's raya from the Gemara in Koftes. And he says, says the Chazon Ish, the case in the Gemara that says that you're not allowed to fire them unless they mess up, that's talking about where the derech was that you, when you hire somebody, you're hiring forever. But if you don't have a minig where you're hiring from forever, then erchanami stama, you can let the guy go. That being the case, l'chura, our case of the gardener, l'chura would be telling this machlokes. According to Ramesha and Echanami, you shouldn't let the garden, you shouldn't let the landscaper go. You shouldn't let him go. If you have no reason, then you shouldn't let him go. According to the Chazon Ish, in Echanami, you will let him go. At the end of the month, you can let him go. Not a problem. What's the minig l'maisa? It seems more that the minig is like the Chazon Ish than Ramesha. Ramesha Sturmbach here, in his Shuvo, he says that everybody agrees bizmaneinu. Everybody agrees bizmaneinu, like the Chazon Ish. Why? Since we give pitsuyim, since we give severance. For a person that goes, so a person understands that when you're hiring somebody stam, that sometimes they might have to let him go, but you'll pay him off. So that's like Hilu Onganum, and a person understands that going in, that he's going to get paid off, and therefore it's okay. Now that's if you pay severance.
But severance is right for severance is a right for you're going to keep them, therefore you have to give severance. That's a right for severance.
He says that since you're not going to just let him go for nothing, so he's gaining something. You're right, that it's supposed to be maybe a deterrent that a person shouldn't let somebody off. But really, that's not what the purpose of severance is. Severance is really to get the guy back on his feet, that if he's not going to be out of a job for the next, till he finds a new job, or till, we'll see in a second, that maybe there's much more of that. There's a bigger inyan to give severance. But l'chur should be Italian also. We'll see that there's a big difference between America and Eretz Yisrael with regard to severance. In America, we'll get to that in a minute. But l'chur, with Behelim, what Ramesha Sturmbach says, L'chur, this seems to be a machlekes between Ramesha and the Chazon Ish. It seems that the minig is like the Chazon Ish, but somebody could be machmer like Ramesha and matar v'naim. He could have a different customer, and if he has a different customer, terrific. If you don't have a specific reason, it's definitely better to be machmer, but it would seem like the minig is maybe not that way.
What happens if the guy's skill set becomes obsolete?
If a guy can't perform the job, so he can't perform the job. Now we're going to see exactly what does that mean, he can't perform the job. That was one of the cases that we talked about with a chazan. Maybe that's not considered a job. His voice gets scratchy. Is that considered performing the job or not performing the job? A Rebbe who's 72 years old and has been a Rebbe for the last 52 years, he's just not with the program. But he's a great Rebbe. But he's not with the generation. So what's that? Is that considered he's performing the job or not performing the job? The fact that you have somebody that could be even better, does that mean that he's not performing his job? He is performing his job. Because this guy's an all-star, so that means, the Pashas, as long as he's still doing the job like he should be doing, and he's not causing a hefsid, then in Haram he's considered doing the job. Good question.
The skill set changed, therefore the job you hired for is really not here anymore.
That could be. If that's the case, in Haram, if the job changes, you have to know what it says in the guy's contract, though. What do we hire you for? What was the guy hired for? If it's a definitive job, so then you can't just switch the thing on him. If you have a rollover on the guy's contract, even though he didn't sign a new contract every year and just going with the same contract, but you're the same thing 30 years ago.
A goof of 50 years ago, there was no contract.
Could be 50 years ago, there was no contracts. Could be 50 years ago, there was no...
Individual or company? Let's say I hire a Jewish company and they hire Mexicans and
do my work. That's the same thing, or only if I hire a Jewish individual to cut my hair?
But Pashas, they're just hiring somebody else, but you hired the company. The company's the one that's doing it. Let's say the Mexican can't come. He's the guy's gonna, I don't know if he's gonna come down, but. Yeah, it's not the same guy's losing. He's losing a parasa. Even with a landscaper, he's not losing his job. He does this work for 40 different people. But Lachur, this job he's losing. This job, Lachur, he's losing.
Are you saying if there's no pizzeria, then you should be machmer?
I'm not saying that you have to be machmer. No, that's Milachur, Lefin Mishu Sadin. It is Ramesha. Ramesha says this kama v'kama pamim. In numerous tshuvas, Ramesha says this. In Ayin Hei, he says it. In Ayin Vav, and Ayin Zayin, he says it. He says it in Mem Hei, he says it. He says it in a bunch of different places. He says this, he said. But it would seem to be a chiddush. The truth is that in Pashup Shad in the Gemara, it seems that Ramesh's Pshat is the more Pashup Shad than the Chazon Ish who makes an Ukimta in the Gemara. But to say that a person is tied down because he mentioned that a guy that should do sponge in his house, he's tied down for the next 80 years to this guy, is also l'chor a big chiddush. Now, this is all dependent on whether or not there's no contract, if you hired in Stam. However, nowadays, many contracts in America are all, the hiring is at will. At will means, and that's what it says in the contract, hiring at will means that we could fire you whenever you want, and you can leave whenever you want. That means I wake up in 2 weeks and I decide that's it. So it does say usually that you have to give a week, 2 weeks of notice beforehand, that the guy should be able to find something, don't just hand in the pink slip. But at will, it's basically at will. This is a rule, if you look at the government site, the government says that all states in America can allow employment at will, except for Montana. Another reason to move out of town, huh? No. So, if you're hiring at will, send in a chanami, then that's what it says in your contract. Hiring at will, so then in a chanami, I'm allowed to let you go whenever I want. That's not considered stam. It says mafurish, that I'm allowed to let you go whenever I want. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, there is no concept on the government website. It says there is no concept of hiring at will. There is no such thing. That doesn't mean that you can't fire, as the next line on the website says. There's no such, it's not. And you could. I spoke to somebody here who owns a big company, and he fires when necessary. You could. There's definitely reasons, and you have to have a shimua, you have to have a hearing. But if you have a reason to fire, you could. But to just at will, there's no such thing. So that's a big difference between Eretz Yisrael and America. So if you have a company in America who's hiring people in Eretz Yisrael, so you have to know what it says in the contract. Most of the people that are in America and Eretz Yisrael, they're not hiring like somebody to do sponge, and they're not hiring somebody to do landscaping. They're hiring somebody working for a company. So generally, there is a contract. So there are two different types. There are people that they have contracts that are regulated by the American law, and that's what it says. I just looked at a contract of somebody who works for an American company, and that's what it says. They're hired at will, exactly. And in a hanami, then it would have those rules. Once again, that's a tanai. It doesn't make a difference where the place is. However, there are companies that over here that they don't want to have to pay taxes, both in American taxes, Israeli taxes, so the company here hires. In a hanami, the rules, there's no at will. Then it has different rules. It has different rules. Then it goes according to what it says in the contract. And in a chanami, if you go like the Chazon Ish, so then if it doesn't say specifically and it's bestama, then you can let the guy go after the amount of time which is necessary. If you hired him for a certain amount of time, then you can't. Obviously, the contract is binding. Obviously, the contract is binding. Now, what's with severance when you let a guy go? Do you have to pay him? So the truth is that in America, there's also most of these at-will contracts, there is no severance. And it says that in the contract often. But there is no law that you have to pay severance pay when you fire a guy in America. In Eretz Yisrael, that is the law. That is the law. Not only that is the law, it's even when you're going against the law, there's also severance pay. What does that mean? I spoke to a dayan this morning, and he told me he had a case of a bacher who was doing sponge in a building, and he did sponge for a year. After a year, they told him to go. He says, pay me pizuyim, pay me severance. Can you believe that? 1 hour a week, the guy's working. So this dayan calls up the person working in the office in the government office and says, is that true? Do we pay for? So they said, yes, absolutely. He says, you have to know if they just pulled it out of a hat. You can never really know 100%. But he said that, yeah, for sure, that's the law. That means even though the guy is being paid off the books, nevertheless, that's the law. The minig is that you pay severance. You pay severance. Now, does that mean the guy worked for 2 weeks and then you have to pay severance pay? No, I think it's from a year on. It's not exactly clear. He wasn't sure. He said it's one of the things that's not clear. But less than a year, I don't think you have to pay. But once from a year, already pay. Does it work a month for a year or not? Lav dafka. But then you have to pay. So in a chanami, so what happens here in Eretz Yisrael? You let a guy go, you pay. How much you pay according to whatever the minigam medina is. Now, what happens if he's half on and half off? Let's say half on the books and half off the books. So that was the case of this, right? So I was speaking to somebody, a different dayan, and he told me, he says, that's a common case. They're half on, half off, so they get paid 50% on the books. The guy makes $10,000 a month. $5,000 a month is on the books, $5,000 a month is off the books. So now comes, he gets fired after 10 years, and he says, okay, I want 10 months of $10,000. And they say to him, listen here, $5,000 on the books, $5,000 off the books, no double dipping. You can't also get paid $5,000 off the books against the law, and then say, oh, the law says they have to pay me severance. What is this business? So he says, not so simple at all. He says, if that's the minig ha-mokrim, and the minig is even when you're working off the books that you have to pay, so nechnami is no such thing. And nechnami, you have to pay for both of them. But in America, there is no such minig ha-mokrim. There is no minig ha-mokrim. Now, one case which is different that there is a minig is with regard to Klei Kodesh, Rebbeim, Ukedeime, then there is. The minig is, yes, to pay Chodesh Lashana. And a person would, doesn't mean somebody that works in a school as a secretary, but somebody that's a Rebbe, somebody Ukedeime, then in a Hanami, the minig is to pay a Rav Ukedeime, that's pay Chodesh Lashana. Can you fire him? We'll get to it in a minute. Now, what's the story with the Avrich? What's the story with an Avrich? What thing does he have? He gets paid. Is he a poil or not? Is it a stipend or a salary? If it's a stipend, so you never hired him really. You're just giving him something. You're giving him a monthly year. But if it's a salary, so then you hired him. So there's a great shuva here. I don't know if we have time to read it inside, from Rav Osner, who discusses this. He says, I had this suffix for a long time, and he says, I think that he has a din of a poil, and you have to pay him. And he says, you have to pay him the entire amount, that if you can't let him go in the middle. That was our case with the draft, the army draft. Can you let him go in the middle? No, it's not so simple. You can let him go. And he says as far, he says like this. He says, Kach noita das teru. That you should say this. Why? Because when a guy opens a kirlo, so he hires a guy. He says, usually when he opens a kirlo, so he gets money from all different places, and he also gets a shteller, and he gets parnasa also. Besides the shteller, he also is getting parnasa also when he opens the kirlo. And when these guys, Be'etzem, are giving him a position. So this is sort of like a business. This, I now have a business, ki'ilu, because of all the people that are learning. So you sort of hired him. It's very similar to hiring him, and therefore, in a chanami, that would be considered, so that would be, you would have to pay him. Now, does that apply to Yeshivas Mir HaKadosha, where Baruch Hashem, the Yeshiva Shlita, has thousands of Avrichim that he's paying? I don't think he has to hire this guy, you know, two guys that should have a shteller, and he doesn't have to pay him. Yesh Lain, whether or not we'd have that svara, the svara that he says, whether it'll apply over here in such a case. However, in a standard Kodesh, in a Chanami, not to let him go, and I think that is the minig, anyhow, not to let a guy go in the middle of his man. Unless, as Rav Osner, obviously, if the guy's not keeping up, he's not showing up, he's not learning, he's not v'chulu, so then you can let him go. So then he's not filling his part. But without that, then in a Chanami, then not to let him go. Now, what's with a Malamed? What's with a Malamed? What's with a Rebbe? So Rebbe has different halachis. Rebbe has different halachis, and that's what's mentioned over here. It's on page Tezayin. It's a Gemara on page Tezayin that the Gemara says in Bava Basra. At the bottom of the page, Omar Rava Hai Mikri Yanuko, the Goris Vika Achuni, the Goris Tvemine, Loimis Akinale, Domas Lisashuli. Says Rava, if you have a Rebbe, and you have a Rebbe that's better, and he comes in, you don't fire the first Rebbe for the second Rebbe who's better. Because then the second Rebbe is going to say, I'm the best, and he's not going to do such a great job because he's not worried that anybody's going to take him over. Rav Dimi Minarado, Omar, Koshekin, the Goris Tve. Says Ravina Minarado, he says exact opposite. No, if you know that you could always fire a guy, then everybody's going to be on their toes to do the best job. Because, and it says, say from Tarba Chochma, you want to make sure that people learn the best. People learn the most, people learn the best. How do you make sure that the people learn the best? To know that the Rebbe knows that if he messes up, then he's going to be out. You're going to do your best job. You're going to come in, you're going to get fired up, you're going to fire the kids up, you're going to do the best job. Say from Tarba Chochma. And that's how it's passed in the Halacha. It says that, it's on the next page, Yudches, Sif Yurches, it's in Reish Mem Hei in Yeridel. Im Yesh Kan Melamed She Melamed Et Yinoike Seboach Artei Mimenu Misakan Reishim Pnei Hasheni. It says if you have a Rebbe that's doing a job and somebody else comes in afterwards and he could do a better job, it doesn't say that the first one was doing a bad job. The second guy could do a better job. Then in a Chanami, you're allowed to fire the guy. Kinesayim Mutar V'Chochma. That's Lachas Pasen Shulon Arach. Agav, there's this Chazanish, it's Kedai to see this Chazanish in Emunah B'Tochen, and he says, people get really riled up when this such a thing happens. This has been a Rebbe, he's been a Rebbe for 30 years, comes in this little schnook who's 22 and a half years old, and he comes over, takes over this Rebbe who's been here for 30 years. What is this business? What is this? And you're taking away his parnasa, and what's going on over here? Says the Chazanish, and they start making a mocham, and they start everything, and the Chur, they're right. He says, they're not right. He says, if the halacha is that you're allowed, that they're not allowed to come in, it's 100%. So then you have it. Then the mochamas, mochamas kedusha, and the lashon hara is not lashon hara, it's lashon toiv, and they're doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. But if the Torah dictates that you're allowed to fire the guy, then in a chanami, you're not allowed to go ahead and say, you're not allowed to say that. What are they doing over here? And say lashon hara, 100% not. It's all passing the field of Torah. That's just a lot of times people get hergeshim vush dein in halacha. So you always have to clarify what does it say in halacha. Now, practically, that means every time we're going to go ahead and just fire the rebbeim. How does it work? That's the so the Reb Shlomo Zalman here has a tshuva here, Mincha Shlomo, and he says two things. He says, first of all, it's on page Chaf Aleph. He says in the bottom of the highlighted paragraphs, in the middle, the bottom paragraph of the highlighted, he says, "Mikol mokom leishamanu miyomenu sheyisalku malamne beis talmud tziburi afim ba'achar teimenu." He says, we never heard of such a thing. That we take a guy out, certainly in the middle of his mind, unless the guy's doing a bad job and he's ruining, then we could take a guy out. But it's not as like just because you found somebody that's better, we're gonna retire. That we never heard of. So now, what's the story with a guy who's already 60, 70 years old and he's going and that's it? You know, that's is that also he never heard of that? That's something that seems to be pretty common nowadays. So it's not so simple. It's not so simple that they just fire him. They give him some package. They give him to help him. They have a hulu. It's not just let him go. Chuvas Manhagas. If you look at the next page in Chof Gimel. It says in the bottom, this is from Moshe Shtermuch. He says, interestingly, Kimdumani Shaminik Bira Kedusha, Shemafach Malamed, Afalay Pshir, Shemwezenacher, Yosef Matim, Ulacher Tashdim Bitsuim Kedin. So he says, sometimes we do let him go. Now, whether we hold that we do let him go, we don't let him go, certainly the minig is that we don't take him off in the middle of the year, and here in Eretz Yisrael, certainly it's that way, and I think it's that way in America also, it's only to a certain time in the year. That means here in Eretz Yisrael, till May 31st. If you didn't tell me before May 31st, then in a chanami, you cannot fire him till the end of the next year, because you have to give him enough time to go. That is the minig of Medina, and therefore, now, certainly you have to be practical, and there's the fifth chelek of Shulchan Aruch as well. You're going to fire a melamed. No one's going to want to be a melamed in your cheder, right? Especially if the guy's doing a poor guy, he's doing a good job, but you found somebody that's going to do better. If the guy's not doing a job, then there's what to talk about. But, so practically, to just let him go is not so poshid. Al tzpitzuyim, wherever the minig is, in a chanami, to give severance pay. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, and with this will end, really, there's two other nekudas to think about. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that another reason why you can't get rid of him, it's in the on the page Chaf. He says in the middle, he says that maybe, he says something interesting. He says, in the middle paragraph, the paragraph begins, Va'afim yitano amunim. He says, four lines down, there's something called the srara. That was mentioned here in the Rambam. The Rambam says a position of authority, like a king, and it's not just the king, says the Rambam. It's any position of authority that a person is put in, a rov, a rosh yeshiva, a kedoyme. It's not exactly clear how far do you go. Even he brings down here, the Ravitz says a sheikhet could be, and Ramesh's mitzad like that, somebody that works in the shlachtos, is also considered a position of authority. You can't just let him go. He says that's a position of sororal. You can't fire them. So he says, and even though the Gemara says that you're allowed to let him go, you're allowed to let the malamed go, but our days have changed, and a malamed our days has a position of sororal. It's considered a position of authority, and therefore you won't allow him to go. Ramesh, he himself says maybe that's not the pashtus, and he says maybe not. However, certainly this is the case with regard to a position of Sarara. To just allow a Rosh Yeshiva to go, you can't. It's not, you can't, somebody that's in a position of authority, certainly you're not allowed to go. That's even if you have other reasons why you could. If he's mamish, ruining things. I heard cases today of, speaking to Chashav Rav, Islamic cases of Rosh Yeshivas that were not able to give Shurim anymore, and even so, not to let them go. Even so, in such cases. The last case also of not letting somebody go is also another case that is the halacha klal of Ma'alam HaKadosh V'Lim Eridin. The Gemara says, and Brachas tells a story about Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Gamliel was a Nasi and they took him down, and then Rav Elazar ben Azariah, they put him up, and afterwards Rav Gamliel came back and they said, you can't take Rav Elazar ben Azariah down because Ma'alam HaKadosh V'Lim Eridin. That's also the case. Any position of honor, like anybody that takes a mitzvah, ukedema, their Ma'alam HaKadosh, he was a chazin, he was a Baal Tekea, ukedema, then you can't just fire him. You can't just get rid of him. That's how it's possible in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says this, that somebody that, he says, even if he did it only once, he was machzik in it once, you can't get rid of him. Unless you wrote lechatchila, you're only taking him for a year. But if not, so in a chanami, you want to know this guy with the scratchy voice. After 25 years, can you get rid of him? 45 years. Rabbi Yossi Rosenblatt, maybe. That was the... But now people are just not interested in that type of chazonis. And people are not interested in the scratchy voice. Can you get rid of him? No. You can't get rid of him. I spoke to Rav this morning. And I asked him about this. And he says, Taka, it's Taka not Pasha. He says, I deal with this. He says, I deal with this. He says, and this will end. He says, however, what's a Shliach Tzibur? A Shliach Tzibur is the Shliach for you to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, if people would be mature enough to realize that it's a tremendous teiva to allow the person to continue, he says, you wouldn't have a better zchus than that. Sure.